And even the way in which in Indian tradition the worship of Guru is extolled, I don't harmonize so easily. And I was greatly gratified when Mother, when Sri Aurobindo wrote, that the Guru of the integral yoga does not arrogate to himself Guruhood. It's a tremendous statement that the Guru of the integral yoga does not arrogate to himself Guruhood. That he is a brother calling the brethren. He is a child leading the children. If that is the meaning of the Guru, I prostrate. See, there is no question of submission or pranam, or it is a prostration. This is the Guru at whose feet I can be always lying blissfully forever. And that is the Mother. That is the Guru who is a friend and who walks with you. And who takes care of you so thoroughly and does not allow you to relax. This is one aspect of the Mother. My own personal relation with the Mother is, I have not found her allowing me relaxing. As Mother herself says, this yoga is not for those people who, having finished the work, they want to sit at the back. And this is the spirit I love very much. Mother has spoken of vigilance and a constant vigilance awakening. And as you all know, Sri Aurobindo has spoken of personal effort in our yoga. So much importance is laid on the personal effort. You know, there are two statements which I hear from many of my friends in the ashram, in Auroville, many places. We are all doing Mother's work. This is one statement I hear very often. Second is, Mother will do everything. And I tell you, both the statements I fully disagree with. There was one disciple who wrote a letter to the Mother. I had taken it to the Mother. He said, Mother, I am traveling all over India to do Mother's work. So Mother told me, you cannot do Mother's work, Mother said to him. Tell him, you cannot do Mother's work. You first of all aspire to offer. Secondly, you begin to offer your work to the Mother. Your work to the Mother. Don't say, I'm doing Mother's work. It is at a very high level. When you reach a kind of union with the Divine's will, and the Divine's will manifest through your consciousness. And when you receive the rays of Mother's work straight coming from her, transmitted to you, and when you are simply moved, then you can say, perhaps, if you at all want to say, that you are doing that to you, if you still remain you, that you are doing Mother's work. Similarly, this statement, Mother will do everything. It's also a great statement. I don't want to discourage anybody when people say, Mother will do everything. But Sri Aurobindo himself has written very clearly, and that is very connected with this, to be at the feet of the mother. If you think that the divine will do everything, you remain what you are. Do not be deceived. It's a big illusion. Inert passivity is the one thing which has to be exiled if you really want to be at the feet of the mother. Sri Aurobindo, while speaking of threefold labor of personal effort, the aspiration, rejection, and surrender. Even the word surrender is used, Sri Aurobindo, for personal effort. It requires personal effort to surrender. It is only when personal effort comes to a very high level, high intensity, that a real submission begins to take place. And Sri Aurobindo has put down three great conditions to arrive at that condition. It is a condition of glad and strong submission. Glad and strong submission. And obedience of the illumined disciple of truth. Illumined disciple of the truth. Secondly, inner warrior who fights against obscurity and falsehood. And thirdly, faithful servant of the divine. When these three things combine together, then we can say we are now approaching what is called this submission and surrender to the divine. It is when that surrender becomes perfect that you can truthfully say Mother will do everything. This is how I see. I may be wrong in my understanding, but this is how I see. To be at the feet of the mother, according to me, is a long process of asadhana, which requires a tremendous effort at getting illumination of the mind. And that illumination speaks all the time of truth. And truth, and truth, and truth, and nothing but the truth. And to be a courageous hero and a warrior who fights against obscurity and falsehood, which is a tremendously difficult task. And to be a servant and a faithful servant, and that of the divine. These three conditions put together, when they can be combined, then I can say now, one is fit to be at the feet of the Divine Mother.